Get some water.
Hey everyone, it's been a minute. I know that I have said that so many times before, life is a journey and it's different for everyone. And the ideas that we have, the things that we want to pursue and move forward with, it's sometimes a slow process. Some people move really quick and some people move really slow. And as much as I 1000% believe in society says and where it's going to end up one day, I'm also having patience with myself that, you know, this whole idea and what I hope that this becomes and what I know the impact it will make, it might just be something that's just going to move slower than other things in my life. And I hope that you guys can have patience with me. I have not given up on society says, this podcast, or with, you know, the Instagram platform, because I fully believe in it and it's something that I truly love deeply. And I'm just grateful to those of you that have stuck around and who have patience and understanding that, you know, some things just take a little while to move forward. Having said that, I feel really, I have a great feeling about 2022. I don't know what it is, but I've never walked into a year before having such a peaceful feeling in my gut that this is going to be a life-changing year. I just truly believe that for myself. I know that other people are feeling that as well. And I really, truly hope that that is the case for a lot of people. You know, there's a lot of things that me and Angel, if you're new here, Angel's my husband, we've talked about things that it feels like we've been talking about them for so long and nothing has happened, even though we work so hard to try to make it happen. But I don't know, there is a part of me deep down that just knows with certainty that this year, a lot of things that we've been hoping and wishing for will finally be manifested and come true in our lives. And I'm just so excited for that. So stepping into 2022 for me has been a really awesome feeling, a really awesome experience, and I really hope that it's been the same for a lot of you guys. I know that some people don't really like the new year because there's a lot of pressure that comes with the new year. A lot of people who set quote-unquote new year's resolutions, I think a lot of those people end up putting so much pressure on yourself, and I just want to come out and say right now, please don't do that to yourself. Have patience with yourself, and please just accept that everybody grows at different rates and in different ways. And, you know, if you're setting new goals for this year, have patience and just be okay with the fact that you're not going to be the same as the person next to you. And that's actually kind of cool. You know, you're going on your own unique journey, and that's something that you should be proud of and something that honestly should make you so excited. You know, you don't know what's going to happen on your journey because it's just specific to you. So don't give up and just know that you are going to make mistakes and you are going to fail time after time this year. And that's okay. You have to fail. You have to make mistakes because that is eventually what's going to help you to evolve into the best version of yourself, into this awesome, awesome human being. I don't personally like New Year's resolutions. I just like setting goals. And goals for me, I set them all year long and they constantly are changing and I'm tweaking them because my life is always changing and I'm always changing as a person. So I didn't necessarily come up with any quote unquote New Year's resolutions because I just don't like those. They have a really negative connotation with them, but I did revise my goals and kind of thought about, you know, if any of them needed to be tweaked a little bit. But I will say this year, I'm really going to try to be consistent with posting every single week on this platform, unless I, you know, have some sort of emergency, like I'm sick or I need to be with one of my family members or something. But yeah, having said that, today's episode it's probably going to be pretty different than what you have, you know, maybe heard other people with podcasts do. I'm literally going to be diving into my journal with you guys today, and it's going to be talking about 2022 and just, you know, walking into a new year. I had a really, really hard 2021. Actually, it started at the tail end of 2020. I just, I fell into a very, very dark and deep depression. And that kind of was the start of a really painful year. And it wasn't until about 2 weeks ago that I had almost like a Freaky Friday moment, which I'll get into that in just a second. But I had the darkest year of my life. I was lost. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know where I was going, and I didn't know what my purpose was. And that's a really scary thing for humans to realize, that they don't know what their purpose is. I think humans love to know what their purpose is here on Earth. They love to know why they're doing things and what they're working towards. And when you have moments where you don't have any goals and you don't know what you're moving towards, it's scary. It's scary to think that you have no purpose, possibly, which I'm just going to say right now, that is not true. Everyone has purpose, but we will have moments in our life where we lose that purpose and we might not know what it is. Or maybe we were chasing something that we thought was our purpose, but then we came to realize that it wasn't. And then that's a little scary, because we're like, okay, well, we just spent all this time focusing on something that, you know, you thought that it was your life, but then you realize that it's not. And that's okay. Don't think of it as a waste of time. Think of it as a learning experience, and it's helping you to actually get onto the right path. Because I truly believe everyone, with us being unique people, unique souls, we all have a unique thing to offer to this world. So it was very scary this year, not knowing who I was, and I was truly lost. I started to find myself again in October, which was a relief. I still didn't really have any like set goals, but I was starting to get closer to realizing what it was I wanted to at least go towards, if that makes sense. But 2 weeks ago, I legit had a Freaky Friday experience. If you guys don't know what I mean by Freaky Friday, it's from the movie from years ago, Freaky Friday, where a mom and her daughter, they like switch lives and they end up in each other's bodies just overnight. I straight up had an experience like this, and I don't even know how to explain it. So I've talked to you guys about how I have been working on myself nonstop for the past several years. I know that I'm someone that has anger issues. I know that I get annoyed and frustrated really easily. It's just really easy for me to turn to negative attitudes and negative traits quicker than I do positive. And I know I need to work on that. And I've been nonstop working on myself. And I've been seeing slow progress. But something happened 2 weeks ago where literally one morning I woke up and I was a different person. I was suddenly very happy and very positive, laughing, cracking jokes. And even when I had moments of frustration, I overcame it very quickly. And in a very healthy way, I was problem solving. And my husband looked at me and he was like, "Who are you?" And I was like, I don't know what happened to me, but I think this might be the new me. It was like something just clicked. And I was like, oh my gosh, I understand. I understand how I need to deal with my anger issues. Because I still get angry and frustrated, but all of a sudden I'm able to manage it in a much healthier way and so much faster. Like, for example, there was one night within the past 2 weeks that I got really upset about something that happened, because it was just, it hurt my heart, the thing that I was experiencing. And I realized, I was like, okay, I just need to ask for a hug. And so I did. I just tried something new. And that's really hard for me to ask for a hug. So, so hard for me to be vulnerable around people, even my own husband. But I asked him, I was like, "Angel, can you please just give me a hug right now?" And he gave me a hug. And like 3 minutes later, I was laughing and in a good mood. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't even know who I am anymore. But I'm loving it. And I'm really hoping that I can continue to keep this person around. So I'm working really hard on that. But I just thought I would share that with you guys. Because anyone out there who is struggling with anger issues of any sort or just negative emotions, just know that there's a way to overcome it. And I'm not saying that I'm totally over it now. Like, I still have my moments where I get frustrated and very angry, but I just wanted to share that with you because I think that it is possible to get to a point where you can go about problem solving in a much healthier way. So, let's first recap on 2021. So I did some journaling in the past couple days, and I kind of did it in two different sections. One was 2021 and reflecting on who I was and just the year that I had. And then the next is welcoming 2022 and kind of almost like manifesting things that I would like to happen in this year and things that I am kind of predicting will happen or that I am very hopeful will happen this year. So let's go ahead and start off with the reflecting of 2021. And I'm honestly just going to go ahead and share with you guys like literally what I wrote, because I know some people are very private with their journals, and there are some entries that I write that are just for me, and it's just for me to put onto paper and get out of my brain. But I don't mind sharing this with you guys because I'm just hoping that it will be helpful to some of you guys. So the first prompt was, if I had to describe my life right now, I would say, and I wrote, I'm at peace with where I've come from and confident with where I am going. I'm not certain as to what the future holds, but I do know it's full of love and light. I know that right now I'm where I am supposed to be. I know I'm with my eternal partner, and I know we are both hard workers who are on the right path to success. I know in this moment we have so much to offer to this world. It's just a matter of not giving up. So there might be some moments where you hear kind of spiritual sentences, and it's because I am a religious, spiritual person. I'm kind of like the eternal partner part. So if you're just wondering if anything sounds strange, it's probably just because of that. The next prompt is, which limiting beliefs do I want to leave behind? That I don't think I will be able to find it in me to unlock my full potential. I want to change that mindset and believe that I will. The next prompt is, describe some favorite experiences from 2021. What made them significant? The moment I found myself coming out of the darkest depression I've ever experienced, to know that I had that fighter inside of me gave me so much confidence. I can get through whatever life throws at me. Moving to Seattle to fulfill one of my little dreams was amazing, but it was also the start of me learning a lot about myself. It was painful, but much needed. The moment Angel and I discovered our style for Gentle Acts of Kindness. If you guys don't know what that is, it's our recycled denim clothing line. This has made me the most excited. I know it will be a huge success. So basically, we just discovered how we want to create our clothes. I started daily vlogging. It has already blossomed so much, but I'm most proud of myself for not giving up. This year, 2021, was definitely full of a lot of failures for me. I just gave up so much, which was really hard for me to watch because I have one of those personality types where if I say I'm going to do something, I do it, no matter how hard it is. Like, I'm very stubborn that way. I will follow through with what I say. But this year was the first time in my life where I was giving up and I was failing time after time after time. And these daily vlogs, I'm now on episode 153. That is a huge, huge thing for me that I did not give up on that because I started those daily vlogs right, it was in the middle of summer. And that was when I was in such a low point in my life. That was when I was super lost with who I was. And I needed to dedicate myself to something. And so I told myself I'd post vlogs every single day on YouTube. And it's really cool because it started off just as me posting, but now Angel has joined and it's now a channel where we together post daily vlogs. So if you guys want to check that out, it's just on YouTube. I believe our name is just Staria and Angel. But if you follow me on Instagram, you can find it through there as well. All right, so moving into welcoming 2022 and just kind of manifesting some things and being hopeful of things I would love to see this year and what I feel like I will see. So the first prompt is, what does my ideal day and year look like? Oh, look like, sorry. So starting with my ideal day, I would love to get movement or a workout in every day. Reflection, journaling, scripture study, drink 1 gallon of water, post daily affirmations and positivity on my Instagram, consistently active on society says, talking to family and friends, time for self-care and relaxation, time outside, full of smiles and laughter, remembering to be grateful, and a healthy, balanced diet. Now, when it comes to my ideal year, I would love to stay consistent with becoming a more positive and happy person. I want to learn lots of new hobbies. These are just a couple of things. There's a lot of them. Longboarding, skateboarding, surfing, backpacking, slacklining, skydiving, canyoneering, snowboarding, handstand, weightlifting, and fun makeup. Just to name a few. The start of a very successful business with Gentle Acts of Kindness. Living van life on the beach in California. Get back into creating. Build up a successful YouTube and Instagram. Get another dog. Yes, that is something that we've talked about. Be financially stable. Have good health. Be full of adventure. And have an open mind to go outside my comfort zone. The next prompt is, how will I nourish and care for myself this year? I will continue to believe in myself. The last 2 weeks, I have become such a positive, happy person. I've learned to get through tough days in a healthier way. I want to take what I've learned and bring it into 2022. I will remember to take time to breathe and to be grateful for this beautiful life I have been blessed with. On a physical level, I want to make sure I'm fueling my body the right way and taking care of it in every way I can. But most importantly, remembering that it's okay that I'm not perfect. I get the amazing opportunity each day to learn and grow. There was an affirmation that I put on, actually I posted it on the Society Says Instagram yesterday. I'm going to go ahead and pull it up because I actually want to read it word for word. But I put a reel with a couple of New Year's affirmations if anybody wants to check them out. But the one that I was thinking of is, I was not made to be perfect. The mistakes I make help me to evolve into the best version of myself. And I loved that came to my mind because I think a lot of people, especially with Instagram making people's lives look like they are flawless, people put so much pressure on themselves that they should be perfect as well. But really, like, no one is perfect, and we were never meant to be perfect. We are definitely imperfect beings. And the coolest part about that is that it allows us every single day, with every mistake that we make, both big and small, it helps us to evolve into a better version of ourselves every single day. So just a different way to look at that. So I'm going to now, the next prompt was, what are some goals I wish to achieve in 2022? So I'm going to go ahead and share some with you. There are 17. Definitely excessive, but I mean, hey, I would say the more, the better. You know, these are just things that I feel like will happen this year if I put my mind to it. But, you know, obviously, if I don't get to all of them, like, that's fine. That's why I don't like New Year's resolutions, because I feel like people will be so hard on themselves if they don't achieve it that year. But sometimes you don't really have control over when you achieve a goal. You know, I'm a firm believer that some goals are just stubborn, and it's just going to take longer than maybe what you expected it to take. So number one is overcome my anger. So what I mean by that is I just want to get to a point where I am fully confident in myself that I deal with my anger in a healthier way, you know, and it's not something that controls me anymore. Number two, live van life on the beach in California. So if you guys aren't aware, we are going to be moving to California in end of June, early July time. And we're going to be living in our van, and we're basically going to be beach bums working on our business. Number three, build a successful business, which is Gentle Acts of Kindness. That is our recycled denim clothing line. You guys can check it out on Instagram if you would like. It is just, the handle is just that, Gentle Acts of Kindness. Number four, learn to skate, both skateboard and longboard, but more specifically, I really, really want to get to a point where I can skate in the Venice Bowls. So if you guys don't know what that is, it's just the skating rink in Venice, California, that you can go inside the bowls, and it's a really popular place, and really good skaters go there, but I really want to push myself to be able to join them this year. Number five, build a beautiful community on Society Says and take it to the next step. So then I jumped over to number 15, which is, either create a huge support group or start holding workshops and retreats, or both. But I thought realistically getting at least one of them done this year would happen. Number six is create a zine. So that zine would be the Society Says zine. And that has been a really hard project for me to move forward with. I've attempted this multiple times, but I'm really hoping that this year I will be able to actually get it going. Number seven, be consistent with my health. I just want to take better care of my body, fueling it with healthy foods, but also just looking at food in a healthier way. You know, even if I'm eating a really good dessert or something, you know, like I don't want to feel guilty for that. You know, just having a healthier relationship with food and with my body. Number eight, become successful on YouTube. And what I mean by that is I would love to get monetized, or we would love to get monetized because it's now both me and Angel. And we would love to get paid for it. Number nine, get over 10K on Instagram as a platform that helps others. So I'm going to start focusing my personal platform as a place where I just want to inspire people to just live with no regrets and to just strive to be the best version of themselves. I figured if Society Says is my brand and it's something that I am passionate about, then I guess my personal page should also be inspiring people in some way to strive to be the best version of themselves. Number 10, I want to fill the No Regrets notebook that me and Angel have. So the daily vlogs that we do are called our No Regrets daily vlogs, where we are just living our life with no regrets. And we have a journal where we write down things that we want to do, and then we go do it and we showcase it on our vlog. So I want to fill that thing up, aka be 100 times more adventurous this year. Number 11, have a stable savings account. I would love to get to a point where we have at least 10K in our savings account all the time, just at all times. Angel and I have really struggled financially for the past, well, basically our whole entire lives. We both come from, poor families, and we just have only ever known what it feels like to live paycheck to paycheck and to struggle. And we really just are, one of our huge goals is to get to a point where we are financially stable so that when we decide to have a kid, we can give our kid a life where we don't have to say no to them so much. You know, like if they want to try a sport, we can do our part by getting the gear that they need, you know. We both come from struggling families, and it is hard sometimes coming from that. And so we would really love to just start off by saying, hey, we will have at least 10K in our savings. We've definitely had some unfortunate luck in the past couple years. We've been robbed. Literally, I think we were robbed like $8,000 or $9,000 or something. It was like our entire savings that was robbed. And we've just had some very unfortunate bills come up out of nowhere. But you know what? We continue to stay positive, and we continue to just keep moving forward, because we know and believe that we are hard workers, and that if we just stay positive and keep moving forward, that everything will be okay. So the next one, number 12, I'm actually not going to share with you guys because this is a secret. This is just something that I have planned for Society Says that I am not going to announce yet. So number 13 is I want to finally change my last name to Gentle. I have not been able to change my last name because, well, I just told you guys that we have been struggling financially, and it's like over $300 to change your name. And then on top of that, getting a new license, a new passport, new everything. So haven't been able to do that, but I'm really hoping that this year I will finally be able to do that, because that's something that I would really love to do. I know not everyone changes their name, but that's something that is so important to me. Number 14, I would love to learn to surf. There are so many hobbies that I want to learn this year, but surfing is something that I wanted to put on my goal list because I'm really afraid of the ocean, and I want to get over that fear, and I really just want to learn how to surf because it's something that really intrigues me, and I don't want my fear of the ocean to hold me back from trying something that I could potentially really, really love. Number 16, so I'm passing 15 because I already told you guys. Number 16 is get another dog, like I said before. And then number 17 is get sealed in the temple with Angel. So if you guys don't know what that is, It's so we are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or as what the world knows as Mormon. And when you get married to someone, you also get sealed in the temple. And we haven't yet done that. We're only legally married. We have not gotten sealed yet. And so that's something we're hoping that we can do this year. And then the second to last prompt, almost done, is the patterns I will shift this year are, instead of sulking in my anger and frustration, I will ask for a hug or a listening ear. Instead of complaining, I will be grateful. Instead of losing my patience, I will be understanding. Instead of allowing my PTSD and triggers to ruin my day, I will be grateful for my past and where I come from. Instead of being wasteful, I will show this world more love. Instead of forgetting, I will reach out to friends and family. And then the last prompt is my empowering mantra for 2022. I couldn't just think of one, so I have three. The first one is, I believe in me, that's all that matters. The second one is, life is meant for living. And then the third one is more on the religious, spiritual side. He will carry the weight, you just focus on living life. So those are some things from my journal that I wanted to share with you guys today, just reflecting back on 2021 and then just being hopeful and positive going into a new year, 2022. And I hope that this inspires you guys to kind of do the same. It's not too late to reflect on 2021. And if you guys want, you can go ahead and go back and take note of all those prompts that I said and do them yourself. I feel like it really helped me to like really, really, really reflect and really just be so grateful for everything that's happened in my life, both bad and good. So yeah, I'm really, really going to try to stay consistent here on this platform because I have a vision for it and I know that it will succeed one day. I feel like this year it will really take off more. I just think that, you know, like I said, the journey of every idea, everything out there, of every person, it's different. The process might be slow for some, might be fast for others. And I feel like for this idea, what society says, it might just, you know, I think it's just on the slower side when it's moving forward. But I think that when it does take off, it will take off. And I'm really excited for that moment and I'm not going to give up on it. So, but I will continue to work really hard and try. But I'm grateful for all of you that have stuck around. And anyone who's new that's listening, thank you for listening. And if you want to be more connected with this community, you can check it out on Instagram. I have it linked in this bio. But yeah, I hope you guys are having a great start to a new year. And I hope that you are being kind to yourself and being patient with yourself. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode.